Hello, and welcome to the French Kiss Life podcast, all about living with more elegance, style, and joie de vivre in your everyday life. I'm Tanya Lee, your hostess. Let's get started. Hello, my friends. How are you? Hope you're having a lovely day. Today's podcast is a little bit different because it was something that I was determined to not talk about, but I couldn't keep my mouth shut any longer. So today we are going to be talking about politics, passion, and personal development. Oh my. So I think regardless of who you're voting for, we can agree that there's been more than enough said on this topic. However, I have been asked by many of my readers and clients, how are you handling this crazy political season? So let me say a few words before we dive in. First, this is not a podcast about my personal political views. So if you're listening to this just to figure out who I'm voting for, you're going to be disappointed because I keep some things in my secret garden, and that happens to be one of them. Second, I am not a professional political commentator. Shocker, I know. Although I do think I could be more fair and balanced than what we have out there. And just putting it out there, I'd love to have a TV show one day. Finally, I am not a political activist, and I've never claimed to be one. This is not my purpose in this lifetime, but I am an activist of sorts. My activism is completely focused on inspiring women from around the world to French Kiss Life to stop placing their worth on pushing harder and jamming more into their lives, and instead to embrace a life of elegance, style, and joie de vivre. So, here goes. Something has gone very, very wrong during this political season. Initially, I had wanted to call this podcast Everybody Calm the Hell Down, but I realized that that's not the real issue this political season. It's so much deeper. I have seen 20-year-old friendships end. I've witnessed ugly personal attacks play out on social media. I've watched violence unfold on our streets. I've seen adults act like little toddlers having temper tantrums. It really feels like I'm watching House of Cards play out in real time. I can feel the fear, the hate, the resentment, and irritability. It's palpable. And if you're sensitive to other people's energy like me, you will find it everywhere. However, I know that I don't have to live in that space if I choose not to. Thank God, right? So if you desire to step out of that space as well, you're in the right place. The French Kiss Life community is full of life-loving, supportive women committed to creating their lives versus reacting to everyone and everything around them. So if your heart just whispered, yes, that's what I want, especially right now, I'd love to invite you to participate in my free course, which will quickly shift your energy into a much more elegant and joyful state during these dramatic and trying times. You can go to frenchkisslife.com/elegant and gain access. But moving along, I want to talk about this political season and the solution that I have come up with to shift my mindset around everything that's happening. My approach is actually quite simple. I am fascinated with all of it. And when I say fascinated, I don't mean this facetiously. To be fascinated means to approach life with a sense of curiosity and transfix or deprive the power of resistance. It's the term I teach my students when they are watching their own behavior. So during this political season, here's what fascinates me. I'm absolutely fascinated when I see a leader, coach, mentor, teach others to stand up and have an opinion, and then turn around and publicly shame anyone who doesn't share her own. I'm fascinated when a spiritual guru with thousands and thousands of followers teaches that love is what is needed to be offered in any situation that has fear, and then she turns around and turns her whole social media platform into promoting fear around this political season. I'm fascinated when people call political candidates liars, not recognizing all the times they've lied in their own lives by omission, exaggerating the truth, justifying their behavior. And you know what? We've all done it. I'm fascinated when women who are advocates for women's rights and freedom of expression, and then they turn around and tear Melania Trump down for posing in Playboy. I'm fascinated when someone speaks about how a woman's appearance doesn't matter, and then she slams Hillary Clinton's wardrobe choices and her weight. I'm fascinated when I see individuals issue a blanket statement that all Trump supporters are bigots, all the while they are embodying bigotry simply by making the statement. I am fascinated when a Christian says, "I hate Hillary Clinton," when one of the main doctrines of the Christian religion is to love others. And here is what I am most fascinated by: my own thoughts, judgments, feelings around all of it. Oh yeah, I'm watching my own thoughts and feelings like a hawk this political season. What I've come to learn is this: the more I stay in my own business, the happier I am. This is the only thing I have control over. And you know what? I'm not interested in people calming down as much as I'm interested in all of us acting like more emotionally mature adults who can express our opinions with respect. However, I can't control other people's actions, but I do have control of my own mind and whom, when, where, and how I choose to engage with other people. So here is how I'm French kissing this political season. Perhaps one of my 8 actions that I'm going to talk about might support you. So 1, I am hiding Facebook posts like a madwoman. If there's someone on the other side of the aisle who is constantly spewing fear onto my social media wall, it is my right and choice to hide it. I'm not defriending, nor am I engaging. I don't call this avoiding or being ignorant. I'm just exercising my right to choose what thoughts go into my head. These are people actually that I love, who I just know are extremely fearful right now, and fear comes out in such ugly ways. Each morning, I wake up and I ask myself, how can I make my life more beautiful today? And then I edit my life of whatever doesn't align with that question. 2, I love a great debate. However, I only engage in political discussions with those who debate like the French. So what do I mean by that? Well, I am passionate about passion. I adore emotional debates and lively conversations. I am magnetized to a woman who has a strong opinion and expresses her viewpoint. Anything less would be vanilla. A woman would not be memorable and definitely not iconic if she didn't express her views. However, a great debate consists of a statement of opinion, followed by the person's reason, followed by an illustration to back up her point. This is how I've seen the French debate over dinners, where wine flowed and lively conversation danced around the table. People don't personally attack you for what you're passionate about, and they don't back down from their opinions either. At the end of the evening, they give the good old double bisou and remain friends. There's respect, there's love, and they agree to disagree. 3, I refuse to debate politics via social media. My social media platforms are like my living rooms. The difference, however, is that anyone can stumble in without invitation and start spewing their attacks while hiding behind their computers. I would never allow this in my living room. Furthermore, the people I'd invite into my home would never behave like out-of-control toddlers. I tend to hang out with highly intelligent and passionate people who can express themselves without attacking another human being. So I'm certainly not going to debate politics with people I don't know through the interwebs. 4, I avoid mainstream media outlets. Now, without calling any names, but y'all are smart cookies, so you know which ones I speak of, I limit my mind with their viewpoints. They take one story and give a completely different perspective. It's like the classic 1950s Japanese film Rashomon, where the various characters provide self-serving, contradictory, and alternative versions of the same incident. Who was telling the truth? What is the truth? That's a completely different topic for another podcast. However, Personally, I enjoy listening to BBC, NPR, and reading Vogue. Now, people can say I'm burying my head in the sand, and you know what? I honestly do not care. As Tony Robbins says, would you rather be right or happy? I choose happiness. Number 5, I accept that I can't change another person's mind, and I love them anyway. I spent over a decade of my life trying to change my mother's mind to understand my point of view. I wanted her to agree with me. Now, I'd highly recommend against attempting this if you have been considering it. Not recommended. You see, my mother has just as much right to her opinion as I do my own. And I choose to love my mother regardless of her opinion or who she's voting for. I believe in a human's right to express her opinion regardless of whether I agree. Just because I don't agree doesn't mean she's wrong either. I love what Ellen DeGeneres recently said on her TV show. She said, "Who you vote for does not define who you are as a person." She went on to acknowledge that she has Republicans, Democrats, and Independents in her audience, and that she appreciated and loved each of them. Now, I don't know who Ellen is voting for. I mean, I have my assumption. But what I deeply appreciate about her political approach is that she's accepting of others despite their political views. What I've discovered is that when you fully accept your own mind, you don't need to control others. Number 6, I do not tolerate personal attacks, and I refuse to give them, no matter how justified I feel. Freedom of speech. What a double-edged sword, right? It is an incredible freedom, and I am so grateful for it. But I have seen it become highly abused this political season. It has been used for personal attacks, which I believe to be the root of so much unnecessary disharmony. Now, in case you don't know what a personal attack is, let me give you an example. If someone were to say, "You are an idiot if you vote for blank," that is a personal attack. The moment you speak to me in a way that's demeaning, threatening, or has crossed my own emotional boundary, I will either ask you to stop or I will walk away. Life is too short to put up with people who feel that they can belittle you for any reason, especially for your beliefs. Now, it's easy to point the finger at those who make personal attacks, but let's flip the coin on myself. If I feel like I need to express my opinion in a respectful manner, I've found these statements very helpful in avoiding personally attacking someone, even when my heart is racing out of rage and I'm feeling like, what the heck is wrong with you that you don't get it? So here are some statements that I use. You know, blank really concerns me. It seems to me that blank stands for blank. What are your thoughts about this? Help me understand your point of view. Or another example would be, whenever I hear blank speak, I feel like he or she is promoting blank. I'm curious what you like about him or her. So you can see in those statements, I'm not personally attacking the person that I'm speaking with. I am just asking for clarification to help me understand it, to give me their perspective. Okay, moving along to number 7. I will take my opinion to the voting booth. That is where I get to express my opinion the most strongly and privately. Now, I know that some of you may be thinking that I'm taking the easy way out of this conversation because you still don't know who I'm voting for, and you most likely never will. Some things are tucked away in my secret garden, and this happens to be one of them. Number 8, I know that this too shall pass. My grandmother used to tell me this during times of hardship, and there has been major issues in our world since the beginning of time. Next year, and hopefully before then, our Facebook feeds, conversations, and other issues will be different. This political season will pass like it always does. However, between now and then, all I know is that I am accountable to my own thoughts and actions around all of it. So I want to close with talking about the importance of staying open. I want to clarify that the use of these tools are not meant to shut people out, and they certainly aren't meant to shut down your emotions. It is absolutely okay and normal to feel fear, sadness, frustration, or any emotion. However, it does not benefit you or anyone to get on that emotional train and allow it to drive your actions. That is how the screaming and the personal attacks and the physical altercations start, from people who don't have enough self-discipline to check themselves before they wreck themselves. I only take the measures above in order to ensure that I am behaving like an adult who can express my opinion with respect and emotional maturity while also protecting my own emotional space. And there is no formula to doing this. However, before I close, I did want to share how important it is for me to stay open to viewpoints that are different from my own. When I have shut down other people's opinions, it's because I've been uncomfortable with my own. When I shut people out, I'm only adding more fear, hate, and anger into the mix. I have friends who want a wall, and I have those who want to tear them down. I have friends from every race and age. I have Muslim, Christian, and atheist friends and friends from other religions. I have friends who support Trump and Clinton and friends who loathe each candidate. I have heterosexual, homosexual, and transgender friends. They all teach me something. Sometimes it's a new way of looking at things, and sometimes it's a strengthening of what I deeply believe. And you know what? I love each and every one of them. We don't heal our lives or the world by judging and fighting. We heal it by bringing love to a situation where it's lacking. When we come to any conversation with an attitude of trying to understand another person versus prejudging them, we bring a new perspective into our own lives. We grow by opening up our hearts to understanding, not by shutting them down. And then we can immediately follow up by taking compassionate and inspired actions. So are you ready to French kiss life this political season? I urge you to take those strong emotions and do something powerful with them. Give someone a hug. Donate money to a cause you believe in. Talk about your views of the issues, not shaming those whose views may be different. Show up and participate in peaceful protest. Teach your children to be strong, kind, and tolerant. My wish for all of us today and beyond is that may we stay open and fascinated. May we be at peace. And may we think and behave like mature, classy, and elegant women. If this sounds like the kind of woman you want to be, I highly encourage you to sign up for my free course at frenchkisslife.com/elegant. In this course, you will learn how to shift your energy into a much more passionate and joyful state, especially during these trying times. So I hope you go over and check it out, and I hope you have a beautiful French kissed kind of day. I'll talk to you soon. Cheers.